New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad, eat a burger, eat a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of red tape, bad lot, bad dude, bad friend, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Barella Palacio, right across the river through the woods from where Granny left to roll up a fatty stick of the grapes and cream on a Monday night football in the Steel City in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do, but all my friends that come around, fight to flood the party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, but a mess is tied to tatter, my brain splattered all over my hand, should do, shake it up, ooh, woo, woo, I think I might have caught something from Keith, should do, bae, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell here, along with my boy, Carver High this evening, and we got a 10-0 Steeler lead at Heinz Field to catch a bottle in the Steel City on the Monday Nighter against the Browns. The Browns have been eliminated from the playoffs. The Steelers are hanging by a thread. If they win tonight, win in Baltimore Sunday, and the Colts lose in Jacksonville, they somehow would miraculously get into the playoffs. I highly doubt that's going to happen. The Steelers' great linebacker, T.J. Watt, has 19.5 sacks on the season after his 2 in the first half tonight. It leads the NFL. And, of course, Carver High, you remember today, I think the 1.5. And I said, I'll take the over. And I even said, I'll take 3 sacks from T.J. Watt tonight. Do you think he'll get the third?
Yeah, why not? Go for the hat trick, right? Already got a getting in the mix here already tonight. The bet's good. Why not go for the hat trick? Hey, maybe go get the quad too. A little grand salami. Get it all.
It's 10-0. Roethlisberger threw for 96 yards and a touchdown to Johnson in the first half. They got a late Boswell field goal when they got to first and goal from the 5 and couldn't score after a pickoff that they had the interception on Mayfield. Witherspoon picked it off and they got down to the 5 but couldn't score on third down and goal. Roethlisberger had his tight end Muth, our boy Friar Muth, open, but threw off his back leg and didn't have his feet planted, didn't have any strength to throw the pass late. He had him early. Late, he didn't, and he couldn't get it to him, and it fell to the ground. So 10-0 at the half. The Browns had a drive, a 2-minute drive at the half, also ended with a Watt sack, his second, and that was the end of their 2-minute drive to try to score. And then they got the kickoff in the second half, and they have already been stopped by the Steelers. And the Steelers are getting the ball back. You know, I got to tell you, Carver High, if the Steelers score another touchdown, in my view, and go up 17-0, I think they win the game. If they don't, I think this game is tenuous at best right now at 10-0 because, frankly, not that they won't, but they haven't done anything all night, the Browns. At some point, they're going to do something. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159, Mighty Ear 1090 in San Diego. Good to have you back on Southern California. Near to you, wanna do you wanna? And of course, Sports Map Radio in Houston, Sports Byline USA in San Francisco, Cali. What up, Cali? Your boy's coming home for the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium. We'll be broadcasting all week from LA during the Super Bowl on both Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM. I'll be on coast to coast every day from LA and for all on the bench at night. So good to have you with us on a Monday. Hope you had a great holiday, Christmas, New Year's, everything with your family, friends, you name it. Hope you had a nice vacation if you had one. If you didn't, that sucks. Carver High, great job hosting. I'm sure kicking ass and taking names on C2C the whole vacation. If it makes anybody feel better, we've had this discussion many times about my vacations during the holidays and the time off that I take. It is what it is, but it'll make you feel better. As you know, Carver High, I will not be getting those big holiday vacations anymore. The bottom line is they wanted to keep me at Sports Grid. I wanted to stay at Sports Grid. I didn't want to argue with them. I didn't want to fight with them. I like them. I like my gig. I like the people. And they don't want me doing that anymore. And they want me doing some other things. And I'm like, all right, let's go. No problem. And they didn't know what to think because I'm not interested in rocking the boat. I just want to do great work. So you won't see me do that anymore. Carver High, does that make you happy or sad for me that I will not be taking large chunks of vacations at Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's anymore?
It'll be a little different for you, but I think you'll be all right with it. You'll get through it.
You think I'll survive? I think I'll survive. I don't know about my buddy. My buddy's getting married on Sunday of this week. He's in big trouble. Your boy Snoop Dogg's on Eli and Peyton's Manning cast right now, and it's so funny because he's hilarious and he's telling great stories, and Eli and Peyton have no clue what to do with this brother. They're so uncomfortable around him. And I know that Peyton and Eli have been around a lot of brothers playing football, but Snoop's too cool for these two dorks. And I love Peyton and Eli. They're great. I've been friends with Eli. I've known him for a long time. I said before, as you know, Carver High can repeat it. What is Eli?
What is Eli?
What is the thing I always say to you about Eli?
Of how he's the most absolute boring guy you'll ever meet in your life?
Yes.
Absolute boring
ding, ding,
guy.
Ding, 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 ding. That's a box of donuts for you. What are the ones you like, the ones they make? Those delicious ones everybody wants?
Atlanta? The Entenmann's? Which ones?
Well, I love the Entenmann's. Entenmann's are my choice, but what's the one that everybody gets in Atlanta, and then they get them in a grocery store now, and then people die for them, the glazed donuts?
The Krispy Kremes?
Yeah, those are strong. I mean, those will give you
I'm not a big donut guy. I'm not sure.
Ooh. You don't even like Entenmann's?
No, I like those. You get those classic, the chocolate-covered ones. Those are classic.
Or the ones with the crumb cake ones. They're sickening. I mean, honestly. Here's Big Ben trying to get rid of it. He does. He's got Ray Ray. He got Ray Ray in the 15 to the 13. Let's go! You know my boy Fuzzy's at the game tonight. Hammered, sitting in my seats. And our boy Chad from the Pharrell Ballers could be calling into the show in hour number two from the game.
Ooh, is that right?
Post-game.
Wow.
Post-game. Post-game from the Steel City. So I think Snoop Dogg just asked Eli if he's ever seen a hip-hop show live, and it's just a very uncomfortable moment for Eli. I mean, he just looks like he goes to church. I mean, your boy. I go to church, too. I go to mass to tell my boy, the priest, how boring he is. I love him. He's the greatest guy ever when he's drinking Jameson at my house. But, man, those Sunday morning masses, I got to tell you, if I didn't have my phone with me, I don't know what I would do. I don't care. Honestly, I don't care what anybody thinks. People say I'm mean and everything else. What don't they call me? My wife calls me worse. I don't want to hear it. So anyway, I want to get back to the story at hand here. Steelers 10-0, and they got the ball in the red zone. So my buddy's getting married on Sunday, Carver High. As you know, you've just recently gone to a wedding. I think you went to a wedding. You did Sean's wedding.
Yes, in New Orleans.
Cousin Sean, you were the minister.
Yes,
so,
I was.
I'm nothing other than I'm great friends with my boy, Vinny Fuego, who you know. Is getting married finally after, let's just say, some scrupulous behavior.
Really?
Oh, very
that's never
scrupulous
good.
Behavior.
That's never good.
Very scrupulous behavior when he was unlicensed, you know, unmarried. When he was single, very scrupulous. But he's getting married Sunday. I'm going to the wedding. With 34C, we can't believe it that I'm going to actually see this guy get married. I don't know what Ben, he doesn't like the Canada's calls. He's over on the sideline, like throwing his head side to side, saying, what is going on here? Who's making these decisions? He's like, I want to call the plays. See what I mean? They didn't get 7 out of it. Here they are getting 3 more from Boswell, and it's 13-0. It's not enough. You know what I mean? Carver High, they got to be. He's over there shaking his head still, Roethlisberger. He's livid. They needed to get up 17-0.
I agree with you.
I, really
I think
believe
that.
I
it's still 2 scores right now. As bad as Cleveland has looked, and man, Mayfield really sucks. I mean, it's amazing how awful that dude is. But as bad as they are, like, they're still 2 plays away from having a lead in this game now. They're just 1 long play from being down 13-7. And it's a 1-score game. So even though the Steelers have kind of like dominated the game, you know, somewhat, they could be, you know, down in a couple plays.
Well, I mean, that's why probably it was a pick 'em, right? At the kickoff. But I got the Steelers at +3 when it opened. So I bet this game, you know, a week ago. And you already know what I did Sunday. I mean, I just want to go through it with
big
you.
Big day on Sunday.
It's very important.
Big day.
I had a huge day. So at 1 o'clock, I hit the Pats to win, late 15, hit the Bills to win, Falcons +14.5. They cover by the hook. I had the Bears and laying 6. All of those hit. I had the Chiefs and laying 5. That double loss. Titans to win, laying 3.5 was my number one play. Boom. Both those hit. I had the Raiders and 6.5. Boom, that hit. Colts to win, fail. Bucks to win, laying 13. That failed, the 13. Bucks to win, hit. Eagles to win, laying 3. Double hit. Rams to win, laying 3.5. They didn't cover. They won by 1. And those were the 1 o'clock games. I went 13-5, 7-2 in money line, 6-3 in spreads. 4 o'clock games. Chargers to win, Broncos to cover, split 1-1. Niners to win, Texans to cover, split 1-1. Cowboys to win, Cards to cover, split 1-1. Saints to win, lay 7, double hit. Seattle to win, laying 7, double hit. Packers laying the 6.5. Then it went to 13. I wasn't into it, but I had the Packers. That hit overall. I left that off to 20-8. I just don't even have that on the board. 20-8, 1-4 o'clock games, and I had the Steelers tonight +3. That's all I know. That's just all I know. How did you do Carver High betting on the NFL on Sunday?
Not bad. Did pretty decent. Not one of the better weeks of the year, but for the most part, it was okay. I was on the Bengals. I didn't think they'd win the game, but I liked them with the points, and they ended up, of course, winning it outright. Did lay it with the Bills, who lost by the half there, because on Sunday morning it was 14.5 in that Falcon game. And I liked the Raiders yesterday, believe it or not. I was in on the Raiders. Same situation as the Bengals. I didn't think they'd actually win the game, but I loved them with the 8 points yesterday morning. Really did. And everybody was on the Packers last night. Everybody knew the Packers were going to go.
Today on Coast to Coast, I brought up the Chargers Raiders game Sunday night in Vegas. And they're showing some rap video that Peyton and Eli did one day on TV, and it's the most hilarious, embarrassing thing you ever see in your life. And Snoop's evaluating right now and making fun of him. And what would be really just absolutely off the hook would be if Snoop sparked up a fatty, because he does it everywhere else. And you know that ABC and the NFL and ESPN, they begged him. I mean, they probably gave him money not to spark up a fatty, because the guy lights up everywhere. I mean, he lights up with Martha Stewart on screen, live on television. He just starts smoking doobies. I mean, he smokes everywhere he goes. I mean, the guy smokes an ounce a day. I've never seen anyone smoke more weed than that guy. I cannot believe that he hasn't sparked one up in this interview. I'm just waiting for it to happen. I really am. I believe in the potential of him snapping one. Anyway, here's the Browns again with the ball. Down 13-0, 7:45 and rolling left in the third. And they get the ball at their own 32 against the Steelers' vaunted defense, which is played that way tonight. Like, much better than, frankly, they have all season. I think tonight's defensive performance has been pretty impressive. They gave up a big play to Chubb earlier. He just got another 7 right there. But, you know, he left the game with 3 minutes left in the first half. He was standing on the sideline with a coat on. And I didn't think he had anything to do with anything. So he's back in the game now. We'll see what they can get going on the ground. They've had nothing going in the air other than a couple of passes to Landry and a couple of passes to Peoples-Jones. It's Pharrell on the bench. We're watching the Steelers up 13 on the Browns. The last game of Week 17. This upcoming Saturday and Sunday, the final games of the season. So Eli was talking about with Snoop about like the dynamic of having an older brother or a younger brother. And he's like, you know, because I believe like, you know, TJ Watt's out there doing his thing because he's got this older brother and he's motivated by his older brother to do better than his older brother. And it gives him that extra juice. And then Snoop asked Peyton, he said, you know, what was it like watching your kid brother play in the Super Bowl and beat Tom Brady in a perfect team? And Peyton said it was the greatest moment of his life. He said it was the greatest moment of his life, and he wasn't even playing. He said he's never been happier, and he's never been prouder of anything in his life than watching his little brother lead a 2-minute drive and throw a touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress with 44 seconds left to beat Tom Brady. He said it was the greatest moment of his life. And then Snoop Dogg was like, that's badass. And then he's like, I'm a middle child of three brothers, older and younger. I'm the middle child. He goes, I know the dynamic. He goes, I know what you guys are going through with you, Coop, and the two of you. So then the Browns were stopped on third down. They punted. McLeod fumbled. The Steelers have the ball at their own 5-yard line, backed up deep. And I just don't feel the dynamic of this offense, frankly, Carver High, being able to go 95 yards against anybody.
No, I'm with you. I don't, the way that they've been operating tonight, and you want to say all season, whatever, it just, they're not built for stuff like this. And the Browns D has played pretty well tonight as well. You know, the Steelers have the one touchdown drive. They've added on a couple of field goals, but they're not built for 95 yards. I mean, Ben's got a lot of completions, just not a lot of yardage tonight.
Listen, I think they're a team that capitalizes on field position and mistakes, yes. Turnovers, a fumble, a pick six, or just a pick. Like tonight, I was at a game this year. I went to like 7 Steeler games. I was at a game against the Titans a couple weeks ago where I said on 2 occasions, exactly in the moment, I said they need a pick six right here. They need a pick. and they got the pick. Later in the game, I said they need a fumble recovery. Very next play, fumble recovery. The Steelers have benefited from turnovers on picks and fumbles where they get field position inside the 40 or whatever, and they're able to move it down and get seven or get three. They're not a high dynamic scoring offense. Now, your boy just got sacked by Clowney, Roethlisberger. They literally now have the ball at the 1 yard line, and it's fourth down. So, like I said, they have no chance to move the ball 95 yards. They couldn't even move it 9 yards. I mean, they're not built for some gigantic long drive. It's just not possible. So, here's the point of the game after the Clowney sack where they're going to punt the ball from the back of their end zone. With a backup punter who's actually kicked well tonight. The kid they drafted has been terrible punting. And now they punt it, and he gets it off. Nice kick, 55 yards. But the Browns, Peoples-Jones is going to take it inside the 50 to about the 48. And the Steelers, this is where the metal meets the road or whatever. The bottom line is they're screwed now. They're in a position, the Browns. If they don't score here... You know what I mean? If they don't score here, they're done.
They got to do something with their
chance
field
to
position.
Get points.
They got to get something. You're right. They have to get. But honestly, they're at the point also in the game now where they can't even kick field goals anymore. They need a touchdown. They need to take this 46 yards, whatever it is, 47 yards, and they need to get it in the end zone if they have any desire on winning this game. And, man, that was a tough snap. That almost went over your boy's head. He had the big, your boy had to jump up there and get that. That was a little close there in the back of the end zone for the punter.
I mean, the Steelers, do you realize that I went to 5 games in a row I went to 3 games in a row where they didn't score in the first half. They had 5 games in a row until tonight that they did not score a touchdown in the first half. And I think it's 5 games literally where, I could be wrong. I know it's they didn't score one touchdown in 5 games in the first half. They might have gotten a field goal, but they did not score a touchdown in 5 straight games in the first half going into tonight when they finally got the Johnson touchdown catch on a slant from, inside the 10. So they are not a team that scores points. They really don't. They went ugly. Carver High, they just don't produce touchdowns. Boswell's probably the most important guy on the team because he kicks so many field goals. And he misses a couple here and there because he's kicked so many. Like, the guy's kicked 30-something, 40 field goals, and he misses here and there because he kicks so many. He'll kick 3 or 4 a game. They don't score.
He gets a lot of use. He gets a lot of burn, your boy Boswell. He comes in a lot.
He should be the most popular guy in town. He should be getting some leg. And I'm not talking about kicking.
This is now, when you get to the off season, whenever that actually begins, which, look, if they win tonight, they're still in it, but they're going to need a lot of help on Sunday. And Big Ben heads off into the sunset. This is where we need to know. Is it just as simple as changing the quarterback, or are there bigger issues with making this team a little bit more dynamic offensively?
So
is it just simple, we change the quarterback and the Steelers are going to score points next year?
Does this remind you of like the B-Lo where you see the fans in the stands and it's, 10 degrees and they're freezing ass and they just don't even care because they have so much liquor in them?
Yes, that's exactly why.
Here's a big bomb play to Peoples-Jones down to the 5-yard line. They're going in.
Here you go. This is what we talked about right when they started the second half. We said, it's 13-0. Yeah, Mayfield looks awful. Yeah, the Browns suck. But they're one play away from being a score down. And they're now, boom, they're inside the 10, and they just got to take care of business. Now it punches in. You got a 13-7 game.
Yeah, and then you're in trouble because you give up another one. You lose by one. It's a pick 'em. And this game could end 14-13 as sure as I'm sitting here. And you know it. Now they got the ball, first and goal from the 9. And we'll see if they can get in. I mean, they got to run it in with Chubb because I don't think he could actually pass it in. They're down to the 3-yard line now with Chubb. Chubb's going to go in. They can't stop him.
Yeah, I would give it to him all 4
Peyton
times.
Manning, 3 more runs. I wouldn't even throw it. Peyton Manning, your boy, Mayfield's so awful, I wouldn't even let him throw it.
I agree. That's what I would do.
Just pound it with this guy. I hate to see it. I hate, honestly, you have no idea how much I hate the Browns.
You hate the Browns.
My whole life, I hate them. Like your hockey team, same kind of thing. I just hate them. There's teams I just, the reason I hate the Islanders, they've destroyed the Penguins in the playoffs my whole life. And the reason I hate the Browns is because I should.
Because they're the Browns. It's just that simple.
Right, they're the Browns.
They're the Browns.
And I'm from
the Browns.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh and Cleveland are the same absolute shackles of misery, weather-wise and everything else. Steel belt, no joke. Cool people, great people. I love it there. It's one of my favorite places on earth. Now, they're going right into my, I think they're going right into my seats right here.
Is this your end zone?
They're going right. They're right
Steeler
into my
country
seats.
Down here. You got your boy with the big Steeler country banner down there.
Touchdown, Njoku.
They let him throw it, huh?
Yeah, he threw it into the corner and he caught it. Njoku out of Miami. Your boy, it's 13-7 now. You know they're going to they're in it now. This is a problem.
Yeah.
He just threw it upstairs and he caught it. They got no one that big that can guard that guy. He's a monster. Look at him just tower over this corner. I mean, that was the easiest play ever. Anyone could have made that. That was Hayden, too, getting worked. And he's a great player. But he can't hang with a guy a foot and a half bigger than him. That's like me and Ball. You put some guy under a foot and a half under me. When I'm inside and the game's getting ready to in ball, you know, ball in, and I'm sitting there and they're checking it and they're ball in, and I see the guy, my point guard up there with his eyes looking at me, and I'm standing behind some guy a foot smaller than me, first thing I do is show my hand over his head to my point guard. I just lift my hand up over the head so he can see how much bigger I am than him. And the first thing he does is throw the ball up top and I score.
Give me the rock.
I don't have nobody a foot smaller than me stopping me. I'll go right in and score. It's automatic. Boom. And I did it the other day. I did it again. I didn't even know the guard. I just looked at him and I went, look at this. And he saw a foot and a half and he threw it up and I put it right in. I'm not having anybody, some little dude, stop me. I'll at least get the shot off and get fouled no matter what. I'm going to work it. I had one the other day where a guy gave me the ball inside on a smaller guy. I went up. I missed the layup and everybody went for the board, and I still got the rebound, went back up, and Glenn Rice'd it. You know, I do that one, Carver High. I got a Glenn Rice. That's when I yell Glenn Rice, and no one knows why I'm yelling it, but you do. Glenn Rice, that guy could play, man. He could get them boards and put it back in, get the and one. Glenn Rice, I yell every time I get an and one. But anyway, now the Steelers are in big trouble, and I may be getting agita. I may be constipated at this point. I'm flustered. I may need sorbet. I may need something soothing for my palate. I've already eaten two bags of Orville tonight. Had two giant caramel Ghirardelli square chocolates. I'm sure those are great for my face and stomach. It's for Allen Events. We're going to watch a good one here. A minute left in the third. It's going to be a hell of a fourth quarter at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. The Steelers hanging on now. They were up 13-0. It's 13-7. This game is taking a turn for the worst for the Steelers. You can't deny it, Carver High. They can't even get a yard, let alone a first down. The last two drives have been absolutely anemic. It's 3rd and 9 now. He can barely get a pass off. They're blitzing him like crazy. He has no time to do anything. He's going to throw another one into the ground here. Now they're punting, and it is just one disaster after the next for the Steelers. I mean, they're in big trouble.
I agree with you. They are in big trouble here because the game has turned. The Brown touchdown has got them fired up here. You mentioned before, like, Clowney actually shows up tonight. I guess this is the one game every 5 or 6 weeks where you get a big performance out of Clowney, and he's making plays all over the place. So we're going to go to the fourth quarter. Browns are going to get the rock, and now they're just down a touchdown. That's it, and they can take the lead with a touchdown and an extra point. Should be a fun fourth.
It's a good kick. Down to the 25. No, somebody needs to hit his ass. Now, they need a turnover or a pick because a fumble or a pick because they cannot do anything right at this point. And they're going to the fourth quarter. So there's 2 seconds left in the third, and then they're going to go to the fourth. And the momentum and the moxie and the juice is all going Cleveland's way. And you just can't have Ben Roethlisberger's career end this way. Because, I mean, he had 96 yards at the half. This guy, he's not even going to come close to 215 tonight. And then that one bet you had at 300, that ain't happening either.
Not even close.
This guy can't even throw it 5 yards right now. Like, I guarantee he's probably got, I mean, it's embarrassing. What does he got?
24 completions for 123 yards.
I mean, well, geez.
Yeah. They're all, you know, ridiculously terrible, you know, 2-3 yard passes left and right.
Wow.
There's your boy Snoop Dogg giving Death Row Records a little love. He calls him D-O-double-QBs. Your boy Snoop Dogg, his new band with the Manning Brothers. D-O-double quarterbacks. D-O-double quarterbacks.
D-O-double quarterbacks.
Your boy D-O-double quarterbacks. D-O-double-G. Your boy Dr. Dre got his divorce, Carver High. It only cost him $100 million.
Yeah, I heard that in the Pharrell finish today. I didn't realize he, $100 million. God, just stay married. I mean, $100 million. What are we doing here?
You gotta really hate somebody to have to give
You gotta
million.
Really want to get away from someone if you gotta give him $100 million. I mean, and I look, I'm sure he'll print another $100 million over the next year or two with, you know, being the gifted producer that he is, etc. But, I mean, geez, that's a lot of scratch.
It's just a bad year in business is what it is. A really bad year of heavy losses. That's a COVID year.
That's tough.
That's takeout only.
Grand, man.
$100 million.
$100 million, I know. $100 million. My head.
You say $100 grand. That was lunch.
I was saying to myself, $100 grand. It's $100 million.
I got to tell you, it really is nice to not have that camera on me tonight. You think I'm kidding? Sick of that stupid thing. I really am. I mean, I've been doing radio for 35 years, dude, with no cameras and anything. You know what I mean? When did we start doing all that nonsense at CBS, right? With a camera in there every night?
I ignored the one at CBS.
You can't ignore the one here.
Those were for clips. That was not a live stream like we do with the show here. That was just taking clips of you and then putting them up after.
Right. I think my wife wants to have sex with Lenny Kravitz.
Mm.
Anyway, I just get sick of it when I'm doing this show. You know what I mean? The camera in my face, the whole 2 hours, and like I do the TV at 4 to 6 in the afternoon. It is what it is. I like that show. I like that show a lot with the camera. No problem. I'm used to it. I expect it. I'm ready for it. Every day we go do it, bang it out. But this one at night, for me, I think it should just be radio only. I just don't see the reason at all. They can tell me whatever they want about their big vision of it. I just don't. It doesn't work. So the night camera with the whatever audience they got in that realm isn't worth it. And you know I'm right. You know I'm right. And no one wants to hear when I'm right. Ooh. Nobody wants to listen to it. But you know it's true, Carver High. I mean, you know it's true. And I'm not even trying to be typical right now. I'm just saying all I said was I don't like having the camera on at night. It should be like this. It should just be a radio show where I'm sitting here watching a game. I don't have TV lights on me. I don't have a camera on me. I don't have to worry about shiny face, shiny forehead, or, you know, can I pick my nose? If I want to pick my nose, would that be all right? If I want to, you know,
go
anything,
ahead, pick your nose.
Wouldn't that go ahead?
You know what I mean? Fire away. Right? Fire it up.
You know,
pick it.
Pick the nose.
Browns are on the
move. Sometimes, sometimes when you're in the car, don't you just want to pick your nose a little?
Sure, why not?
Just grind one out, clean it out, make sure the rim's clean and everything. The Browns are on the move over midfield. They're going to take over this game. This game's going to come down to, you know it is, right? It's going to come down to Big Ben
down
with the ball.
Down one.
With a drive from like the 40, his own 40, to get in field goal position for Boswell to win it. That's what it's going to come down to, because 16, they're going to let him score here.
16-14 Steelers final. 16-14.
Is that, you're calling for that?
16-14 Steelers.
I can see that. It's making me very nervous, though. I'm starting to get – I think I may get sweaty pits. I don't right now have any, but there's potential for sweaty palms and sweaty pits. And then you don't sleep well. I got to tell you a funny story. The other night I was sleeping, and it happens frequently. 34C woke me up in the middle of a cold sleep. I was dreaming. I had full chub. I had it all going. You know, I had to go to the bathroom type 18-wheeler, and I was like – snoring, farting. I had it all going. And I might have been, you know, talking in my sleep. There was movement. There was a lot of things going on. And she woke me up in the middle of a cold, just trance, and said, "You're snoring and farting. You're snoring and farting on me. Roll over or get out." And then I was, you know, forced to go onto my side and on my shoulders. And so, as you know, I've had rotator cuff surgeries, and I've had labrum surgeries, and I have shoulder issues. Not like I have basketball shoulders, right? I got basketball shoulder problems, but I don't have sleeping problems. Now, she told me that I was snoring and farting, and that I needed to roll on my side or get out. Just get out, either stop it or get out. You know, go downstairs, go to the basement, go to, because I got the rec room sofa, which is bigger than Texas. I got a fireplace down there, and so it is toasty warm down here. Or I got main floor sofa the size of Texas I could sleep on. But the dog's sprawled out on that. You know, the dog's taking over that. The whole sofa smells like the dog's arse. So anyway, I stayed in bed. And now when I sleep, I have to focus. I have to concentrate on staying on my shoulders as opposed to ever sleeping on my back. And I find that to be a pain in my arse. And I also have requested that Chop lets me use her room and her bed to sleep, and that she sleeps with my wife, because I can't stand sleeping with her. I just don't like it. Like, I don't need to sleep with anybody who starts yelling at me about snoring or farting, especially when she's snoring herself like a horse. You know what I mean? So I'm like, you know, so last night I got in bed, I'm just like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record you snoring like a horse, and then we're going to see how funny it is. And another thing, now that you've said I was farting on you, I am just going to potentially plan on farting on you much more than I am already. Like, I'm saving up, actually, when I have like a really good, like Sunday and tonight, I have an actual good gas day where I have dry, you know, good dry action going, where I can just dry like 5 to 10 second ripper, and I think I can drag one out on her while, you know, she's sleeping, like, and just bounce them right off her like legs, and, you know what I mean, shin, her belly, her face. I can roll some dry kemosabes right off of her.
Sending a one timer off now, her leg, little one timer. You're sending off
like a one timer from the circle. And I'm just now that you bring it up, like I'm this horrible person, I'm just gonna start doing it as often as I can. So last night I went to bed and I said I'm gonna record you snoring, you horse snorer. And I said, I also have eaten so much food today. I have eaten 50 million junk food items, and I've eaten a gigantic dinner, and I am just prepared. And I had spaghetti with sausage and meat
you know, like bolognese, and I had cheese all over it. Like, I just planned it. I'm like, I'm going to eat as much stuff as possible. I'm going to eat 5 bags of popcorn. I'm going to eat chocolate. I'm going to eat M&Ms. I'm going to eat ice cream. And then I'm just going to rip on her all night. And I mean, I was just ripping. I had one that may have gone 11 to 13 seconds straight. Like, it was like a symphony. I had it. I was able to pull it and just let it, like a almost like a guitar riff. I was like, wee, 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 wee. That's how long my riff was. And it bounced right off her, like across the bed, through the room. And then it left just a massive problem in the air. And I was like, take that. Take that. And so she's another one blaming me for snoring and ripping in bed. I got a problem.
Can't have it. Can't have it.
I just can't have it. So you know what I mean? Like, I'm willing to, I don't even need to sleep with her. I'll sleep in the kids' room, or I will go downstairs. I will go to the rec room. I will go to the rec room with a fire going. But, if that's what it comes to, it could come to that, Carver High. I mean, I'm just not going to have bed arguments with people. Like, the thing is, for me, I can't go to bed and sleep when I got someone yelling at me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sleeping, and you wake me up in the middle of a cold sleep to yell at me and tell me I'm snoring. Like, is there anything worse than
much,
that?
Too much static. You can't have that.
Just leave me alone. I mean, you know, the problem I have with the guest bedroom is it's too short. The bed's made for her mother. So the mother stays here all the time. You Kathy, and the bed's like 6'1". I'm 6'4". So my feet dangle on the wood. Like, they hit the end of the bed. I got to curl my feet. I gotta bend my knees to sleep. I need my legs fully extended when I'm sleeping. I don't need to have, like, short-sheeted bed. That's what I got in the guest room, short sheet. The wood of the end of the bed is smashing into my feet. Is there anything worse than that? I'm short-sheeted like a dog to being long-sheeted. The dog leash move, where the dogs run in the yard and get snapped back. That's what I got going. You might be right, Carver High. Boswell kicks another field goal. It's 16-7 now. Steelers with about 10 minutes left in the game. And they get the ball, move it down. Again, another third and long. Fail. And they kick the field goal, and they're up with the score. You said it would be 16-14 in the final. The Browns are going to get the ball. You know they're going to try to score. A two-point conversion is not going to do them any good. So it's a two-possession game, right? A two-score game.
Yep,
so they got to score twice. They got to score twice. So, but the Steelers, it's amazing to me how boring they are. They never score. I mean, they score field goals only. We said it a half hour ago, and again, it's the same thing. They cannot sustain a drive. They cannot avoid third and long, and they cannot have – I got to tell you, too, this guy Claypool, he's a bum. The guy had 11 touchdowns his rookie year. This year he's got one, and he has been dreadful tonight. Did you see that drop he had? He dropped it twice. He dropped it above his head, then he dropped it coming down. He should have caught it both times. He
like
sucks.
You said, amazing, amazing rookie season. 11 touchdowns. He was outstanding this year. I mean, his biggest moment that everybody remembers is the dopey thing at the end of the Viking game. That's it. He's done nothing else. Nothing else.
Yeah. Nobody remembers him for any catches whatsoever. It's all nonsense. I can't even. When they throw it to him, I know what's going to happen every time. He's going to drop it. It's truly unbelievable. I'm under so much stress trying to watch this game. I got another hour to go on the bench. We'll see what happens here with under 10 to go in Pittsburgh. 16-7 Steelers for all on the bench.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.